Turkey is among the emerging markets whose economy is undergoing a jittery period. To shore up a plummeting currency, Turkey's central bank ordered a sharp rise in interest rates with little effect. In the face of a widening corruption scandal, the country's longtime prime minister is speaking of an international conspiracy by forces jealous of Turkey's robust economy. Despite the uncertainties, that government is pushing ahead with a series of mega projects that promise to transform the face of Istanbul. NPR's Peter Kenyon went to two neighborhoods preparing for the coming projects in very different ways.
Istanbul dwellers know it as a city of contrasts. Historic monuments sit near view-destroying modern skyscrapers, and charming cobbled streets aren't far from massive highway traffic jams. But those who travel out beyond the urban congestion suddenly find themselves in the thick green Belgrade forest, on narrow roads leading to villages that make visitors marvel that they're still in Turkey's largest city. Garipça is a fishing village on the European side of the Bosphorus Strait. A restaurant and cafe sit in front of a small natural harbor, where a single fishing boat was anchored on a recent afternoon. Aisha Bayram runs a colorful stand selling preserves, honey, and exotic items like buffalo butter. Her view of the harbor has been dramatically altered by giant columns thrusting hundreds of feet into the sky, supports for a third bridge being built across the Bosphorus. She says people don't really know what to expect.
Maybe more people will come to Garipça. That'll be nice for our restaurant. The gossip among the fishermen is that the fishing grounds are being damaged by the construction, but we don't know if it's true.
The changes to Garipça's serene environs are dramatic. A new highway is being cut through the forest leading to the bridge, and another will provide access to a massive new airport. Fisherman-turned-shipwright Omar Oz watches a wooden boat get some badly needed attention. He hasn't heard many complaints about the new bridge, just the opposite.
They say some of the work has created a place where the fish seem to get stuck for a while, so it's easier to catch them.
Inside the fisherman's cafe, men play cards and backgammon and grumble about the season, as fishermen do. The anchovies came and went, and the next runs haven't showed up in any great numbers. 64-year-old Mustafa Serter was born and raised here, and as he stares out the window at the massive green bridge supports dominating the landscape, he says he's afraid the younger villagers don't realize what's in store.
The city could probably use another bridge, but it's going to take something away from this place. We're still sleeping here with our doors unlocked. Soon, we'll be afraid like everyone else.
There's a general stoicism here. Just about the only request the fishermen have made of the government is for a small dock to tie their boats to, which has been ignored for years. Now the government is around in a big way, and Serter isn't sure he'd call it progress.
Next year in the sky, we'll see the bridge. Instead of the birds, we'll hear the traffic. We're hearing rumors that we'll be kicked out, and the problem is that half the families here, they've been here for decades, but don't have legal papers for their places.
But if the village of Garipça is eyeing the government's passion for development with uncertainty, other parts of this sprawling city are displaying no such doubts. Istanbul has a well-known neighborhood called Arnavutköy, historic wooden Ottoman-era houses, great Bosphorus views, but this isn't it. This is the other Arnavutköy, a noisy urban patch well inland, surrounded by mostly undeveloped fields. In fact, residents say some of the last large undeveloped tracts in the city are in this district, but not for long. At least that's what people here are hoping. It doesn't take long to notice what's new on these rather uncharming streets. It seems that every other shop sports a sign saying Emlak, or real estate. People here figure with two mega projects going on in the vicinity, it's time to bet big on rising property values. Within minutes, a real estate agent is helpfully pointing to a map of the area, which features a vast space, nearly 19,000 acres reaching to the shores of the Black Sea, that represents the proposed site of Istanbul's third airport. Real estate agent Becker Memish says the development will send land prices here soaring, and people are eager to cash in.
Wherever you buy, you're going to make money. In the last year, property went up 50%, and it's still rising. Mostly we're selling to Germans or Turks living in Germany, and Arabs. Those are the big customers, and the Chinese.
Enormous as they are, the third Bosphorus Bridge and the new giant airport are dwarfed by Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's most ambitious plan, digging a new waterway parallel to the Bosphorus. Dubbed the Crazy Canal by critics, the project drew only cheers from Erdogan supporters when he announced it in 2011. Panama kanalıyla, Süveyş'le. Today we are marking the start of work on a canal project that's so big it cannot be compared with the Panama Canal or the Suez, said Erdogan. When it's done, we'll have two waterways between the Black Sea and Marmara. These days, the sheer financial weight of the projects and the fact that some of the developers involved in them are suspects in an ongoing corruption probe are raising questions about their viability. Local opposition has also grown. Borju Koç, with a group called Northern Forest Defense, says these projects will mean the end of Istanbul's last major green space.
If these projects go through, there'll be major deforestation, which has already started. We're trying to warn people it will get much, much worse. These forests are the lungs of Istanbul, and we will all suffer as a result.
As for the new canal, analysts point out that financing issues aside, there are legal problems as well. For one thing, Erdogan's plan to move oil tanker traffic to the new canal would violate an international treaty. But real estate agent Becker Memiş is convinced that the empty fields of the Arnavutköy district, some of which he owns himself, will one day be lucrative waterfront property. He says he knows that day is coming, as long as Erdogan is around to achieve his vision of the new Istanbul.
If Tayyip Erdogan doesn't die, that canal will go through. That's what everyone here believes. As long as he's still here, it will be built.
Others wonder, however, whether Erdogan's party will quietly delay or scale back some of these projects, possibly after local elections are finished this spring. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.